Another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, about solar activity indicates that the level of solar activity is continuing at a very low level. In fact, it was lower than we mentioned in our last report. There are no currently observed sunspots on the earthward-facing side of the sun, so that means that the daily equivalent sunspot count is down to zero, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 67. Those figures are they appear to be continuing for the immediate future. And while we run through the present phase of solar cycle 24, these numbers are expected to remain much the same until the new cycle starts within about 12 months' time. So it means, as we've said before in our reports, that long-distance propagation on multi-path transmission modes on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be somewhat unsatisfactory. In the meantime, we have some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. It's the spring season here in Melbourne and summer is coming. The propagation patterns have now changed through the whole 24 hours. There was a summary I made recently in our afternoon period at 0400 at 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time in the 25 and 31 metre bands. Some good signals there include the following. 11560 All India Radio with Persian. 11630 China National Radio Network 1717 programs to minority language groups in Kazakh. 11650 China Radio International. 11745, Saudi Arabia, broadcasting station there, carrying programs in Arabic. 11775, China Radio International, from the Kunming transmitting station in Vietnamese. And 11825, a very strong signal from NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo from the Yamato transmitting site in Chinese. And 11860, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, also with Arabic programs. 11875, the BBC from the Oman relay station with its programs in Persian. And 11980, the usual strong signals from the Voice of Turkey in Turkish. 12050, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with Arabic programming. That program's also heard on 12160. And 12095, another frequency for the BBC's Oman station, broadcasting in English. In the 31 metre band, some interesting propagation, again at 0400. 9420, the Voice of Greece, very strong signals with its Greek language programs to Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, the daytime service, heard with quite good receptions with the local program. 9685, the Voice of America, from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, with programs in the Kyrgyz language. 9790, an interesting frequency, two stations there at the same time, at least as monitored here in Melbourne,
China Radio International from the Cuba relay station with Cantonese to the Americas, and at the same time Radio France International from the Usudan transmitting station broadcasting in French to Africa. 9825, the BBC from the Kostinbrod relay station in Bulgaria broadcasting in Persian. And 9900, Radio Taiwan International broadcasting with programs in Chinese in the international service. So quite a number of frequencies there and signals from various continents here in Melbourne at 0400 on the 25 and 31 metre bands. And that type of reception should continue for several weeks until we move into our summer period, when there will be many wholesale changes in frequencies and schedules internationally. There's some information concerning monitoring in Eastern Europe, this time from our technical monitoring colleagues in Sofia, who produce the regular, well, it's almost a daily service now, the online edition of the SWL DX blog. Some good reception being noted there, and this is what they heard recently. Armenia, Transworld Radio India, broadcasting via the Yerevan relay station, 1535 to 1539, using 9300, right down at the bottom end of the 31 metre band, to Southern Asia in English. It's Mondays to Fridays. 300 kilowatts transmitter power there, and the antenna 100 degrees, 100. And the Voice of Greece in Greek and other languages, 9420, 0650 to 0805, from the Avalos transmitting station to Western Europe, 150 kilowatts and the antenna 323 degrees. RAE Argentina, that's the external service, broadcasting over the relay station at WRMI in Miami, 1300 to 1330 on 15770 in French to North and Central Africa, Mondays to Wednesdays, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 087 degrees. And from 1330 to 1400 on Tuesdays, Adventist World Radio is broadcasting over WRMI 15770 to North and Central Africa on Tuesdays, and the antenna 100 kilowatts and 087 degrees azimuth. Test transmissions of the American religious station WBCQ, known as the Superpower Station, on 9330 at 1500 and 1700 to Near and Middle East, carrying musical programs with English identifications. And that's some high-powered station heard in Eastern Europe. The Voice of the Martyrs via the Uzbekistan relay station in Tashkent, another relay of that transmitting site, 7530 between 1530 and 1600 in Korean to Northeastern Asia, transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 076 degrees. And yet another broadcast via Tashkent in Uzbekistan, Transworld Radio India, 6240, the time period 1545 to 1600 in Kazakh to Central Asia, with 100 kilowatts and the antenna 066 degrees. Information from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which is a subsection of the International Telecommunications Union, advises that the conference, which will set up frequencies for the upcoming B 2019 schedule period, which starts in a few weeks' time, has been completed. This was held between the 26th and 30th of August in Argentina.
This was an ITU workshop and was held at Buenos Aires. And the information from that conference will be made available publicly to anybody anywhere in the world, and that'll be published in due course. You contain several hundred frequency assignments which are planned for the new transmission season. So that's information from the ITU, and that conference that was just held was a coordination conference between the Arab States Broadcasting Union and the High Frequency Coordination Committee. And also the ITU advises that broadcaster codes for the current shortwave season and all future seasons have now been changed to include the variations made by the introduction of the US, the United States Agency for Global Medium. This is the new organisation which replaces the International Broadcasting Bureau, and all Voice of America and similar transmissions are now being managed by the US Agency for Global Media. So that information has been provided by the HFCC, and I think it's actually included in the current HFCC public broadcasting schedule. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.